Cohen looking to throw it, and he's got the touchdown! Here's Brady's pass, it's Gronkowski! Oh! Mac strips it! He is unbelievable!
Soon we're going to be talking about the 2025 season or something.
That's a crazy thought.
Yeah, I know. It's the Tabor Gridiron Podcast. I'm Steven. Here's Isaac. Wow. The last week of the regular season is over. Now, technically, that is the 2023 season, so we will be going into the 2024 season.
To clarify, but yeah.
The way things are just flying by, we're going to be talking about, like, the 2030 season sooner than later.
That's going to be crazy. Just 2030 in general is just... My brain can't even wrap my head around that yet.
Yeah, we're going to be pretty old. Wow, okay.
We will. Anyway.
Moving right along before we have a nervous breakdown here. Baltimore and San Francisco lock up the first seeds. We've known that. They've gotten those.
Oh, yeah. That's been kind of
totally
on our radar.
Rolled and did what we kind of expected to happen. They get the bye week for them. That's going to be awesome. I really can't believe this is the last week of the regular season.
Yeah, there it feels like it.
There is 4 weeks left of football. I mean, you got your Pro Bowl in there, but
yeah, but
somebody has to win four games. Well, if you're Baltimore or San Francisco, you have to win three games.
That's true.
But four games at this point, if you're a wild card, so starting next week, you win four games, you're a Super Bowl champ. Yeah, just think
it's a
about
crazy
that.
Thought.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
like
sit
you just
down
come
for
on.
That for a second.
You've already played. How many games? 17 games here in the season. You know, some of
these
teams
four
that
games
are right. You just you
just
win
make
four
or
more
break.
Games. You win four games. You are a Super Bowl champ. Who is going to do that? It's going to be crazy upset.
When you look at it that way, it sounds kind of easy. Just like win four games and you
win
the Super Bowl.
Win four games and you're in the Super Bowl. Yeah, the Buffalo Bills could do it.
They could.
This could
honestly
be their year. They're,
like
you've
said though before, if they make it and they don't,
yeah, it's going to be really bad. You have to if you make it, you have to win. So, I definitely think Buffalo can do it. They're on a hot streak right now.
They're
getting things rolling.
Beat the Dolphins.
Buffalo can make this happen. We really, really could see.
Josh Allen has just been lights out. 359 yards last game. Like, come on.
Right, and I want to dive into that a little bit more, but. The Lions, we could be talking about a Lions Super Bowl champion team.
I called it. Like, that honestly would be just, that. Honestly, I would actually like that. And as much as people are going to say, like, the Lions have worked so hard to get to this point that I honestly, like, at this point, I wouldn't
be disappointed.
I would not be disappointed. Like, I would rather see them than, like, a Chiefs-esque type team get in there that that have been winning so many recently. I would love to see the Lions win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I'm not opposed to that.
Yeah.
I'm not a big Lions fan. I think seeing some stuff that this year has been really good. The coach has been fantastic. Quarterback, just the whole team really healthy on a roll.
Yes.
I can't say that, you know, next year I would be rooting for a repeat in a sense. I think just that where they're at right now and the way the season is has happened and gone, I would be totally fine with a Lions Super Bowl win.
I would too. And ultimately, we're just going to have to wait and see what happens. Actually, this next week coming up should be fun because not only the Lions are playing against the Rams, but Jared Goff is playing against his old team and Matthew Stafford against his. That is going to be just the ultimate reunion. And honestly, I think the Lions are going to pull out that one. The Rams, when I saw the playoff standings, I was surprised when I saw the Rams were going to
be
in there.
Well, so let's go to some of these games that happened. Obviously, a lot of – typically this last week, I know recently we've added, you know, week 18.
Mm-hmm.
But typically that last week of football – it isn't a lot of fun.
No, it isn't.
And it's usually boring. You're just kind of like, oh, we got to get through it. Or a couple games, you're just kind of like, okay, this is cool. It's kind of the last who's really going to make it or get in there or whatnot.
Yeah.
This year, yesterday was, I felt like I was watching a couple playoff games. I mean, there was your handful of meaningless games, so to speak.
Everybody's backups,
and there was
like that kind of thing.
Yeah, there were those games that just weren't, you know, you're just fighting for position, your job, really, or some bonuses financially. But as far as standings and meaning in the season and getting to the playoffs, there were a couple of those games that just really felt like you were watching a playoff. One of them that was I was really looking forward to, not necessarily because we're in Chicago, but just because of the long history of the rivalry, was the Bears and Packers. Now, the Bears, they blew up their season a long time ago.
Yes.
But the Packers were playing a win or in situation. They win the game, they're in the playoffs, and the Bears could have upset that. Like, you had one job. And it was bigger than that, though. It wasn't like one of these games to go, like, you had one job to knock out the Packers. This was also a historic rivalry. This was, like, if you are a Bears fan, who cares about the whole season? You have one job. Knock the Packers out of the playoffs.
Yes. That's the ultimate goal.
9 points, played horribly, and the Packers move on.
Yeah, that was pretty disappointing because, like you said, there's just this big rivalry, and us as people who live in Chicago, there's this anticipation of, like, Justin Fields been playing great lately. Maybe we can see something. And then reality hits in, and yeah, they only scored 9 points, didn't play that great. Like, I was really hoping personally for the Packers to lose because the Saints played a fantastic game against the Falcons. Like, Derek Carr had 264 yards, 4 touchdowns.
That was good stuff.
It was really good stuff. They were 48 points. And so personally, I was really excited because winning that, if the Bucs lost, they could have taken the division. Bucs didn't lose. I'm like, okay, that's not ideal, but if they could still make a playoff spot or a wild card spot, that would be great. And we needed the Packers and the Seahawks to lose. And yes, do I want to see the Packers get out of the playoffs? Yes, but more importantly, I want to see the Saints get into the playoffs. So seeing the Packers win was ultimate defeat in my eyes because not only did they get in, the Saints got out. Although here's the other thing is even if they lost, the Seahawks did win, so it would really offset that too. So.
Yeah, unfortunately, both the Packers and the Seahawks won, so that just kind of blew up the Saints. But I do have to say, if I look at the Packers game and I watch them play, and then you watch the Seahawks play, and even in the last couple of weeks, I really do think that the better team that I would have liked to have seen and I think deserved to be now. You could say deserved, like Saints could have played a lot better in a lot of different games and they wouldn't be in this situation. But I think at the type of ball that they're playing right now, that I would have preferred to see the Saints in the playoffs right now versus the Packers or the Seahawks, or, you know, the Seahawks didn't make it. But like as far as the other, you know, the Packers moving on and some of these other teams, like you can look at, there's a handful of teams that I'm like, you're in the playoffs?
Yeah.
Again, your record and 100% doesn't really speak to your
performance.
And at the top of that list is the Buccaneers and the Steelers for me.
Like, okay, yeah.
At, like,
that's,
like, I look at that, the, like, the Buccaneers won their game, you know, 9-0, first of all. And
against the Panthers. That's a whole thing in and of itself.
And then the Steelers, I'm shocked the Steelers are in there. I love their coach.
Mike Tomlin's great.
They do a great job over there, but they've been rotating quarterbacks. You got Trubisky, then they're with Rudolph, and you're struggling, you're losing, are they not going to? And they kind of scraped through.
Yeah.
And you're in. So I look at those teams, and I'm just kind of like, yeah, Buccaneers, Steelers.
Okay.
Wow. Browns. I look at it, I mean, we can see a Browns Super Bowl. You can see Joe Flacco just win 4 more games.
Joe Flacco is incredible.
The next thing you know, you're like, what in the world just happened? So I'm happy with that. Texans, at first, the Texans weren't really on the radar.
Yeah.
And then the last couple weeks, you've been watching them, and you're like, okay, you're getting some things together. Yeah. CJ Stroud putting some stuff together.
Playing lights out. Like, so well. And we saw him even this week playing against the Colts, which that's a rivalry. And see, that was that a win-in situation, the Texans and
with
Colts?
The Texans? Well, because the Texans ended up winning the division.
Division, yeah, because of the Jaguars.
Everybody
loss.
Else blew everything up.
Yes. And so because the Texans and the Colts were playing against each other and the Jaguars and the Titans. So if the Titans beat the Jaguars, which they inevitably did, that knocked the Jaguars out of the top spot. And with the Texans' victory, that let them get the top spot.
Yeah, so they knocked out the Jaguars.
Yes.
And took the division, took the playoffs. Like, that was huge.
That was pretty big.
For the way that they performed. And
the
that's
AFC
to say, like,
South
I think that was a
really
good,
just contesting.
That was a good kind of win and in. And even though their record isn't stellar, I think that the type of ball that CJ Stroud is playing and the Texans are playing right now, that's a good spot. I like that wild card spot, and I think they can certainly win against the Browns. Mm-hmm. And I can totally also see Joe Flacco just going
crazy
off the charts and winning a wild card game.
Definitely, I could see either one of those because Joe Flacco has just been playing so well. Like, he honestly, he's been playing better on the Browns than he has ever been playing on the Ravens. And so, yeah, ultimately, these wild card spots are teams that you didn't see coming. Like, most of these teams I did not know were even going to be thought about being in the playoffs. And then just the last few weeks can just change everything. And
yeah.
So,
no, absolutely. 100%. And yeah. So I think it's going to be this next super wild card weekend. I'm looking forward to.
It's gonna be, I love when they do this.
And I kind of want to get a couple predictions from you with that, but still breaking down some of these games. I'm shocked, really. The Eagles, you got the Cowboys. The Cowboys, again, are you getting good Dak, bad Dak? Right now, for the Cowboys to take that number two position, I think was huge. Mm-hmm. And for the Eagles to be at number five, like, what happened?
Yeah.
They're rolling, they're steamrolling, they're playing really good ball, and it just fell flat.
It did just fell flat.
Like, the whole end of the season, just what in the world happened?
It has been crazy because honestly, like you said, during the start of the season, like, the Eagles were all people were talking about. Like, they were just this incredible team. The tush push was the whole thing. Maybe they figured out the tush push. Maybe that's why they are not being able to be at such an elite level. And I was going for the Eagles in that situation. I was kind of hoping they could maybe knock Dallas off. But yeah, they really haven't been playing that level. And Nick Sirianni is clearly frustrated. I think they just really need to get themselves together.
Well, a lot of injuries happened.
Oh, definitely,
This game and just in the last several, they're kind of on thin ice. I wouldn't mind, in a sense, them winning a Super Bowl. I'm not, like, totally against it. But to be honest, I think that they can scrape through this week. You know, they're playing Tampa Bay. Stranger things have happened, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you never know what is going to happen.
Exactly, yeah.
But I can see them kind of walking away from that. I don't see them going much further, to be honest. I think that they're mm-hmm. struggling too much that they either really need to kick it into gear or they're going to be out pretty quick.
Oh, definitely, yeah. I kind of agree with your prediction there. I think that, I mean, the Eagles, they have it in them. We've clearly seen it. Like, if they pull everything together, like, super quick, they can easily win the Super Bowl. And personally, I'm not really a fan. Like, I don't necessarily want them to win the Super Bowl. Would I be, like, super mad if they did? No, not really. But there are so many different and just new, I say different, but, like, teams that we haven't seen in the playoffs for a while, that I would want, like, a Lions type Super Bowl, a 49ers, like, something like that. And that's ultimately, that's what I think I want from the Super Bowl.
No, I can see that. Sadly, we'll talk about it because you can rub it in if you want. I know the Broncos didn't make it, but rooting for the Broncos. Like, I wasn't, like, riding on the Broncos this year. I wasn't, like, going, like,
Broncos are nothing.
At first, they really stunk. You felt really bad, and then all of the sudden, you just felt like Peyton and Russell Wilson were turning things around and playing really well. And I was like, all right, watch, they're going to squeak in. They're going to get that playoff spot.
Yeah, they're going to make it.
Yeah, that didn't happen. That totally bombed. So we'll move on from there.
Oh, okay, we'll move on.
So a game that it meant a lot, but earlier in the day, it meant more. In the sense of the Bills and the Dolphins. So prior last week, as they were kind of still figuring out who was going to be playing where, they didn't have the NFL schedule set yet. And I was like, really, if you're going to put a Sunday night game on, you have to do the Bills and Dolphins, because that is, like, in a sense, two powerhouses and an intense, meaningful game for both teams.
Yes.
It was a do or die for Buffalo. And then it was all about seeding for the Dolphins. And so, lo and behold, they made it the Sunday night game. I was, like, all stoked. Like, this is going to be awesome. Now, just the way that things transpired, crazy teams that have won and then other ones that lost and whatnot, it guaranteed and it locked in a spot for Buffalo.
It did, yes.
And so going into that game, it wasn't so as high stakes, so to speak, for Buffalo in the sense of like you're in, you have to win in order to get to the playoffs. But it was still a very meaningful game in the sense that it was all about seeding, is who was going to take that division, who was going to take that number two spot, which ultimately just totally changed who you're playing, what's going on. I mean, Buffalo plays Pittsburgh at this point. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a more doable aspect. You know, you got Miami playing Kansas City.
That's
going to
be
a great game.
Great game,
but it's going to be really hard, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so it was really cool to watch them battle things out. The first half for Buffalo was not going how I expected it. And then Josh and the whole team just
figured it out,
were able to turn it all around and came out with that win.
They did. And ultimately, I think that's what we've seen from them in multiple games across the season. And yeah, he really pulled it together. He had 359 yards, 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. And they really, Sean McDermott always gets his guys together at half, because we've seen it time and time again this season. They'll be down. And then like in the past few weeks, they've just clicked it all together and really have just been playing at an elite level.
He was frustrated. Sean was,
he was frustrated.
With Josh Allen in a couple of his interceptions.
Yeah.
Like the interview at halftime, he was clearly not happy. But what's cool about that and what you see is there's still that trust. Even though there's some of that frustration, great, we're going to go in the locker room, we're going to talk about these things, that there is the trust in Josh Allen of like, this is your team, you need to go and you need to lead. You're going to make mistakes, but you got to get your stuff together and you got to get out there and you got to play at an elite level. And I think that you can watch over the years and the great quarterbacks, like you got to be throwing the ball. And you're slinging the ball, you're going to be getting interceptions, things are going to be happening. But watching Josh kind of really step up in the moments that it mattered, like you had to have a play, you had to make something happen, and they were able to squeak through, and they were able to pull that out, get the number two seed. That's huge for them right now, and I think that's great momentum going into this wild card weekend.
I agree. I think that just the wild card weekend right now is just going to be so unpredictable. We've seen so many different teams and so many different things that have been going on. And yeah, I think that is really essential for them to just keep that consistency and being able to lead into that strongly.
Now, okay, before we kind of get final predictions as far as this week, there are several teams that sat their players.
Definitely.
You know, whether you got, okay, Patrick Mahomes isn't going to play, or you got Joe Flacco didn't play.
Mm-hmm.
And
did Lamar
you
play?
Got you, Lamar not
yeah.
playing. You got, you know, and so there's the aspect of, do you start these guys? You know, and a couple other guys didn't start or didn't play, or whether they were receivers, other quarterbacks. So there's just a whole lot of guys that you go in through this thing like, okay, we're in the playoffs, our seating's kind of set. Do we really play guys? Do we not? Then there's the controversy of, well, if I rest them, what's the percentage of teams that have rested their guys and then lost the next game?
That's
or
true.
Is there a positive thing in resting your guys? Now, you can say like, well, your job is to go out there and play. You're playing the whole season anyway. You get a bye week at some point in the season where you don't play and then you have to go out and perform. A lot of times guys or teams come back at a really high level after their bye week.
Yes.
So, yeah, make it, break it. I don't know. I like when they play their people. I like it. Like,
oh, really?
I personally feel like a game like Buffalo and the Dolphins, like where they had to play at a high level and were playing for either position or even to just get in, I feel like that helps them in a huge momentum boost going into the wild card weekend and whatnot.
100%.
You know, so you look at this, though, like, you know, 49ers in Baltimore, they have bye weeks this week. So you rested your guys this week. You have the bye this next week. You're off for 2 weeks.
Is that
a cold
good thing?
You
or
come
is that,
in, right. Yeah. I, that's just a very interesting aspect.
It is a very interesting aspect. And where I stand on that is like, yes, do I agree? Like, if it's a high stakes game, like you said, like Bills, Dolphins, definitely don't like set anything like that. But if it is kind of I would almost rather, if you don't have a bye, I would almost rather sit your guys and then let your backups play. Because, I mean, think about it. Your backups really haven't, actually this year, the backups have probably been doing more stuff than
yeah,
they have
true.
In past years. But just in general, like, I would have the backups go in because they don't really get to do a lot. And if you have your, especially if you're in a set position that you really can't move much, I would say, what's the point of wearing your guys out? Like you said, though, it can be a momentum boost. So really, I think it's just individually, you got to just gauge it on your team. But I would stand on the side of, like, yeah, just let the backups play, especially if it's not a very good team you're playing against. I would say go with the backups.
Yeah, I'm not do or die on it, but my first gut instinct is just play your guys. Get out there and play.
Okay.
And do your thing and, you know, move on for the next week. So, I don't know. Well, it's a controversy for another day.
Yes.
Okay, as we wrap up here, looking forward to Wild Card Weekend. Just really quick, Browns, Texans, who do you got?
Texans.
Yeah, I got the Texans on that one, too. Although, I can totally see Joe Flacco stepping up and winning the Browns. I don't care either way, but I think I could see the Texans taking that one out. Dolphins, Chiefs?
Oh, Dolphins all the way.
Your hope, or you think that they're going to win?
I really don't know who would. I kind of have a feeling.
I'm not necessarily
that,
going hope here. Like, what? Who do you think is coming out on top? Like, your predictions for
probably
this
game. The Chiefs. I would say I want the Dolphins to come on top, but I think the Chiefs would probably pull it through.
I'm with you on this. I would love to sit and watch that and just watch a Chiefs upset, like a Dolphins upset, knocking out the Chiefs.
Yes.
And just like the nobody Chiefs would expect being it, in like, shock, like, what just happened? Tyreek Hill just having a heyday
against his old team. Yeah.
Just totally, I want to see Tua stepping up and just making it happen.
Yes.
I'm hoping for that one. Steelers, Bills. I got Bills totally.
Ah, Bills. I think I'm going to go with Bills.
I think that can happen. I think Stranger Things, it can throw Trubisky in. If they start having quarterback controversies,
they start flipping guys in.
I can't see the Bills unless the defense totally dominates. I just really can't see that happening. Mm-hmm. Packers, Cowboys.
Oh, I don't like either. I'm actually going to go Packers on this one.
Shame on you. No, that's okay. All right, that's cool.
Well, no, here's the thing. Okay, I think the Cowboys are going to win.
Like for the Packers.
I don't like the Cowboys, and that's where I'm standing. I just want to see a good game in this.
I cannot even believe what I just heard. Okay. Wow.
You're not going to look at me the same way.
Wow. Okay. No, that's great. Okay, Packers. I'm going for the Cowboys.
I think the Cowboys are going to win that.
Here's the dice roll with this game.
Okay.
Which is funny that these two teams are playing each other, is I think that you either get good Dak or bad Dak.
100%, yeah.
And then I think that it's the same exact way with the Packers. Mm. That, like, if you watch them play, that you either get good Jordan Love or bad Jordan Love. He's shown some really good leadership and some really good skill, but the games that they've lost, you're like, dude, what are you doing? So this game can really be interesting. Do you get both good quarterbacks just battling it out, or do you get bad Dak and good Jordan Love? Do you get bad Love and bad? That sounds weird.
Yeah.
Like
bad Love.
Bad
yeah.
Love. Or do you get, you know, Dak Prescott totally just going off the charts? I don't know. That's going to be very interesting to see. Okay. Really quick. Rams, Lions.
Lions.
Yeah, I got Lions on that one, too. Buccaneers, Eagles.
Eagles. All the way.
Although you could see an upset. Stranger things have happened, but you never know what's going to happen.
That's true.
So, all right, cool. Well, hey, this is going to be awesome. We're going to break that down. We're going to have our, you know, prediction charts. We'll get those all lined up. We'll have Ethan kind of going through that a little bit as well.
Let's go.
And so I'm excited to talk about it, getting into playoff season.
I'm excited, too.
Four more games. It's crazy. It's going to be awesome, though, and a lot of fun.
It is going to be fun. Don't forget to like us on Podbean. Follow us where you get your podcasts. And we'll see you next week.